Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2466, first written November 13th, 2019. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of the soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. Our wonderful verse today reveals the nature of the Word of God. It's alive. It's active. It does something to us. The illustration used is of a sword. Sword was used in battles. They were weapons. They were used to kill. The Word of God isn't going to just give you a flesh wound. It's not going to simply prick your finger. It's going to be thrust deeply within you. It's going to pierce you. The joints and the marrow are covered deeply within by skin, muscles, and tendons. Separating the joint and the marrow in a battle scene would be a very serious wound, nearly fatal. If the joints of your knees were separated, you wouldn't be walking. If the blow was to your shoulder, you could no longer defend yourself. Powerful and deep are these words. And all this leads to one of the grand pictures and principles about biblical truth. It's a principle that we often do not touch upon. Yes, as the Lord says, the truth shall make you free. And yes, the truth will open our eyes and enlighten us. But first, truth often makes us miserable. To be thrust with a sword is a very painful experience. And this is the powerful nature of truth. Truth will cut, like a sword, through all the wrong opinions that we've held and believed for years. We've heard these things. We've read these things. We've heard others repeat these things. Everyone thinks these things are true, but a close examination of God's word reveals that they are not true. And it is at this moment that the point of truth cuts us. The Bible, or what we've always thought was right. The Bible, or what our family has always said. Many discount the Bible, and without evidence, proof, or facts, they continue to believe something that is false. But for the honest heart, there is that painful moment when truth has made us miserable. We realize that what we believed is not true. We see from scriptures that we've held on to lies. We learn that we've been wrong. What a miserable feeling that leaves us. Also, truth will cut through empty excuses that we've used for years to justify not doing what we ought to do. We've hid behind these excuses when we were asked to do things. We've used these excuses when we've been too busy. We've allowed our children to be excuses for not doing what we should do. These excuses have found ways to remain comfortable and safe. But when we face the truth of God's word, now we see that those excuses no longer work. Jesus told the young ruler to sell all that he had and follow him. Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead." Jesus said, "Put your hand on the plow and there's no looking back." The truth of God's word opened up the reality that our excuses do not justify disobedience to God. The Lord won't give us a pass for being lazy, worldly, or uncommitted. Boy, the truth can hurt. The truth will identify that we must change, and change is hard. Few people like to change their lives. Truth will lead us to being a righteous person, which means putting aside things that are wrong. Truth has a way of redefining our priorities. The kingdom first changes the order of everything else. Truth will cause you to apologize rather than walking away. Truth will lead you to being a helpful person rather than inconsiderate. Truth will have you thinking about what you just said and how you should say it. Truth will make you sensitive to how you treat others. All of this can be very painful. All of this can make a person even miserable. And because truth, like a sword, can hurt and cut, some steer clear of it. Some would rather be happy and comfortable than being right. Some would rather be wrong and stay the way they are than to have to change. Some just don't want to think about these things. They fill their days with thoughts about the here and the now, with little depth to their thoughts and conversations or their goals. Many have the notion that religion ought to make you feel better. It will, much as surgery, but that doesn't happen at first. There's always some cutting and pain and recovery involved with surgery. After the healing, the person feels so much better, but those first few days can be tough. The truth is like that as well. Where many of us are now, we love God's word and what it's done for us. But thinking back, there were moments when we were scared. We knew we had to make some tough decisions. We knew that we need to make some changes in our lives. We ought to remember this when we're teaching someone. There's a period when they may resist, feel uncomfortable, and even be miserable. That's the truth piercing them deeply inside. Don't apologize for God's word. Don't try to lessen the pain. Don't soften the message. The audience that heard Peter was pierced to the heart. In battle terms, that's a death blow. A sword to the heart was fatal. These folks weren't just uncomfortable. They were stunned, shocked, rattled to the core. That's the nature of truth. The gospel begins where we are, and where we start isn't a good place. There is a lot of cutting that needs to be done. If one stays with it, the truth will turn him into a disciple of Jesus. It's been said of preaching that it ought to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. It's that afflicting part that some have trouble with. The truth will bring one to their senses. It will lead them home to God, just as it did for the prodigal. God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll do its job. It'll even work on you. Thank you for listening.